Manny Pacheco, and we're taking you in thought and mind to a long forgotten Hollywood based on my book series I'd like you to read. And Joe Lyons will tickle us with one of his On the Backlot reports. I recently had the opportunity to enjoy a screening of the best picture of 1994, Forrest Gump. Just as American Graffiti and Goodfellas had accomplished, this fine movie puts us back in time with a savvy use of popular music when baby boomers were young and ambitious. The soundtrack will be featured over the next hour. And to our delight, we begin with some wonderful tracks played while Mr. Gump was a child. During the opening of the film, we are introduced to his mother and his best friend Jenny, played by Sally Field and Robin Wright. Of course, the beautiful Wright appeared when Jenny grows up. And Tom Hanks begins an odyssey through decades of American tumult. Forrest Gump shines through the experience. This is Forgotten Hollywood. Manny Pacheco here, and today we're spending treasured time with the fabulous Forrest Gump. One of the charming aspects of this motion picture is how the young Gump influences social behavior. Along the way, he meets Elvis Presley, Alabama coach Bear Bryant, and Governor George Wallace. Later, he has the chance to visit the White House to receive accolades from President Kennedy, Johnson, and Nixon. Other notables he meets include Dick Clark, Dick Cavett, and John Lennon. Forgotten Hollywood listens in on the soundtrack of Forrest Gump's life.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't
one of the great folk groups, the Rooftop Singers.
And now, back to Forgotten Hollywood. Here's Manny Pacheco.
The answer is blowing in the wind.
This is Manny Pacheco on Forgotten Hollywood, and that was Joan Baez in a live moment during Forrest Gump. While our star stays the course on what Richard Nixon called the silent majority, his friend Jenny becomes a member of the youth hippie movement. Gump becomes a football star at Alabama State University and a Vietnam War hero. He makes friends with an African-American named Bubba and his chief officer, Lieutenant Dan, remarkably played by Gary Sinise. Meanwhile, Jenny fights against the war and engages in free love and experimental drugs. It's quite a dichotomy. Forgotten Hollywood offers the audio narrative.
San Francisco. gonna meet some gentle people there. All those who come to San Francisco, summertime.
Manny Pacheco sharing the absolute synergy of Forrest Gump. You know, John Travolta was the original choice to play the title role, and he later admitted that declining the opportunity was a mistake. Bill Murray was also considered for the assignment. Author Winston Groom, who wrote the 1986 novel, envisioned John Goodman playing Forrest. Tom Hanks wasn't on anybody's radar. Once he auditioned, the actor who had just won an Oscar for his performance in Philadelphia became the unanimous choice. Forgotten Hollywood offers more nuggets from Forrest Gump.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. Thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Everybody look what's going, we better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going, we better stop. Now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going, we better stop. Children, what's that sound?
Return in a moment with the legacy that Forrest Gump brings us. Manny Pacheco here. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, and son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, shares Americana through the eyes of actors who appear under the titles of such iconic movies, such as The Wizard of Oz.
That's a horse of a different color. Come on in.
Casablanca.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
And It's a Wonderful Life.
A discontented, lazy rabble instead of a thrifty working class.
Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History was recently a 2013 gold medal recipient from the Reader's Favorite Book Awards, complete with a star-studded ceremony in Miami. You can purchase the entire Forgotten Hollywood book series on Amazon and at independent bookstores, and you can download the first paperback to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series is a perfect gift. I invite you to visit ForgottenHollywood.com and pick up a copy of these books today. This is Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco. As Forrest Gump suggests, life is a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get.
Of the age of Aquarius, they know. Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear words they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. People stopping still, I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain, going where the weather suits my clothes, banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Clothes, banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you leave.
Manny Pacheco with you, and I'm your hour-long guide on Forgotten Hollywood. As the Academy Awards ceremony in 1995 suggests, Forrest Gump beat out fine cinematic entries as The Shawshank Redemption, Pulp Fiction, and Quiz Show. Other fine movies released that year include Ed Wood and Blue Skies. All of these films, along with Forrest Gump, reference the age of the baby boomer, a time of assassination, Southeast Asian conflict, civil unrest at home, and campus protest across the U.S. Forrest Gump, however, teaches us lessons about love, family, friendship, and social pop culture that resonates to this very day. You're tuned to Forgotten Hollywood.
What is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
Guys and shot, boys.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Coming by here. I can see many, many motorcycles coming by now. Police motorcycles. just heard a call on the radio for all units along Industrial to pick up the motorcade. Something has happened here. We understand there has been a shooting. The presidential car coming up now. We know it's the presidential car. You can see Mrs. Kennedy's pink suit. There's a Secret Service man, spread eagle, over the top of the car. We understand Governor and Mrs. Connolly are in the car with President and Mrs. Kennedy. We can't see who has been hit, if anybody's been hit, but apparently something is wrong here. Something is terribly wrong. I'm in behind the motorcade, trying to follow them. It looks as though they're going to Parkland Hospital.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin. Dallas, Texas. The Flash, apparently official. President John F. Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Anybody here see my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone? He's freed a lot of people, but it seems so good they die young.
Difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now. Because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live.
No one can be certain who next will suffer from some senseless act of bloodshed.
Jordy has just sent me a message that we've been here too long already. So, my thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
Oh, my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot.
Director Johnson has a hold of a man who apparently has fired the shot. Get the gun. Stay away from the gun. His hand is frozen. Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to. Get his thumb. All right. That's it, Raper. Get it. Get the gun, Raper. Hold him. We don't want another Oswald.
Like it or not, we live in times of danger and uncertainty. That is the way he lived. That is what he leaves us. My brother need not be idealized or enlarged in death beyond what he was in life. Be remembered simply as a good and decent man who saw wrong and tried to right it, saw suffering and tried to heal it, saw war and tried to stop it. Those of us who loved him and who take him to his rest today, pray that what he was to us, what he wished for others, will someday come to pass for all the world. As he said many times, in many parts of this nation, those he touched and who sought to touch him. Some men see things as they are and say, why? I dream things that never were. Say, why not?
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. What
is segregation?
I don't know what segregation is.
What is bigotry?
I don't know what bigotry is.
What does hatred mean?
I don't know what it is.
What is prejudice?
I think it's when somebody's sick.
Hi, I'm Joe Lyons, and welcome to this week's visit on the back lot. Well, it happens every year around the back lots of Hollywood, those three little words which hold the future of corporate suits and actors as well. Those three words are for your consideration. You find them in ads in the trade magazines. You'll find them in the mail. You'll even find them along Sunset or Hollywood boulevards. They're an introduction to the trumpeting of some actor, some movie, some cinematographer, some writer. These words are the beginning of the awards season. They mean that a movie that may not have been released yet has a performance, a script, an editing job, or some element of note that the production company corner offices think deserves an award. Of course, the frustration comes from the fact that many people on the back lot and you in your living room probably haven't seen or even heard of the movie. That, of course, doesn't matter. People like Manny and me will receive DVD copies of some of these movies. We'll be invited to drive into Hollywood at some inconvenient time to view it in a tiny studio. And the average filmmaker may not get a chance to see it until it opens at the local Cineplex, maybe in March. What goes on here, you ask? Well, it has mostly to do with marketing. Hollywood knows that Spectre, the next James Bond film, or Star Wars 7, The Force Awakens, will make money on the day that those two are released. But the heavy dramas and the meaningful independent films need a push. So they hold up release until the last day that they can come out in order to qualify for a given award. This usually means the end of the year. They then hope that the Oscars or Golden Globes or People's Choice Awards will create the buzz that builds consumer curiosity. You want to go to the theater because you heard about a stellar performance or a marvelous story or even a great soundtrack that makes this film worthwhile. When this works, one of two things can happen. The award-winning star will fall into obscurity. Think Cuba Gooding Jr. Or they'll suddenly get jobs in the next Adam Sandler comedy or the next Wolverine film. What they fail to see in the offices of the backlots is that these days many films find other avenues for success. Often a film like Attack of the Killer Tomatoes hits it big when the DV is released. Sharknado found a huge audience on the Sci-Fi Channel. There are a number of movies that are being offered by cable companies on demand before they even get shown in the theater. Many great films have gone without awards or even an audience until years later. Casablanca comes to mind here. So the moral here is, don't worry if you don't know the film or the actor who wins the big awards this season. You'll watch it on cable some night when you can't sleep, and you may just enjoy the heck out of it. That's my Oscar prediction for this week on The Backlot.
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Thank you, Joe Lyons, for your On the Backlot tour. And to my producer, Steve Guzman, he often quotes Forrest Gump when he says to me, stupid is as stupid does. What does that mean? Let me close with this epilogue. The screenplay for a movie sequel was written in 2001. It's based on the original novel sequel, Gump and Company, that was written by Winston Groom in 1995. The script begins with Forrest sitting on a bus bench waiting for his son to return from school. After the September 11 attacks, director Robert Zemeckis and Tom Hanks decided the story was no longer relevant. During the course of the second novel, Gump meets actor Tom Hanks, attends a release of the original flick, goes on the David Letterman show, and attends the 1995 Academy Awards. This promised to be a wacky experience. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.